It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. John from Pikeville wrote about an On Point show he heard this week, saying, "I listened with disgust to the interview yesterday of Rand Paul by John Harwood. The interviewer seemed to have a preconceived opinion of Mr. Paul. I would like to have heard more about the views of Rand Paul rather than comments by others criticizing Mr. Paul. The host exhibited the same disdain as that interview between Terry Gross and Bill O'Reilly, for which an ombudsman sharply rebuked Ms. Gross. It would seem that NPR would grow weary of carrying the water for the Democratic Party." Jeff wrote about the story from our news department about new athletic scoreboards at Eastern Kentucky University. He says the way the story is worded, it implies that people lost jobs so these could be purchased, which the article states is not the case. "I hope this was done in error, implying people lost jobs for these items and not done to create drama." News director Charles Compton responded to Jeff, standing behind the story while making some modification to the online version as a result of the concern. And finally, some words from John from Lexington, who called the listener comment line. He's a former listener to another station, but now loves the news and information he's getting from WEKU.
"And all those sort of smart, talk-oriented shows are what keeps me coming back to EKU, and I've donated a few times."
We'd love to put your comments on the air. We'll gladly keep your identity anonymous, but we need to know who you are, especially when you call 859-622-1657. You can email your feedback to weku at eku.edu, leave a comment on Facebook, or even tweet it. That email again, weku at eku.edu, the comment line, 859-622-1657. Then be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.